is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back in another edition of Hope Saves the Day. It's been a while, guys. Miss everybody out there. Haven't done a new episode in a few weeks now, but it's great to be back with you all. And a lot going on in Hope Saves the Day and also Autism Radio. A lot going on in the autism community. We have some Great stuff coming up. I don't know if anybody out there has Netflix. I know I'm a huge Netflix fan, although I just found out that Disney will no longer be having their movies on Netflix, which I'm a little disappointed to hear, to say the least, because that's sometimes my saving grace with my son, being able to have Netflix and just pop it up and put on a Disney movie, one of his favorite movies. So now I'll be having to go to the DVDs instead. So just a little bit more of a step, you know, if he wakes up at 2-3 in the morning and he wants to watch something, Netflix does come in handy at times, but Disney is starting their own from what I understand, and they'll be coming out with their own streaming service now, so we'll see how much that's going to cost and whether it's worth it or not, so we shall see. So anyway, speaking of Netflix, there's a great new series coming out on Netflix. It's called Atypical is So Close to Great. Atypical is a new show. It was announced this past October. The Netflix show's mission was defined as a question. And, you know, we always talk about autism, you know, the difference between neurotypical children and our children with autism. But, you know, the true question is, what does it mean to be normal? The show Atypical's primary character is a high school senior who has autism. And most of the storylines in the first 8 episodes revolve around normal teenage experiences. his efforts to get a girlfriend, his interactions with jerky popular kids, and his desire underneath it all to just fit in and to feel less alone. And I think that, you know, we can all relate to that for sure. But yet the show's most consistent source of humor comes from how abnormal Sam is, and how inadvertently screams obscenities at bewildered strangers and blurts out pickup lines he downloaded from the internet, and accidentally even punches a girl mid-hookup because he can't stand the way she's touching him. So this show is definitely cutting the edge of a lot of different things and right on the cusp, as we say. But the show, you know, is a comedy, but it centers around autism front and center. The show is obviously filled with a lot of compassion for the actor, the character, I should say, Sam, in the program, and tries hard to give the audience some sense of what he uses every day in his experiences. He even demonstrates how clothes with too many zippers and textures overwhelm his senses by distorting sounds and visuals for many viewers. He also relies, they rely on him as a punchline, only to turn around and to assail with other characters who do the same exact thing. Which is kind of a shame, because in its finest moments, Atypical is warm-hearted, sincere, funny, and it can even be shrewd. And it's hard to tell whether its inconsistency is due to a blurry conception of what tone it should strike, or whether producers simply wanted to appeal to a broad, you know, spectrum of viewers as much as possible. You know, so the show does skew a little bit wildly from slapstick to gritty drama to even a teenage soap opera to a family sitcom. And a lot of the critics are saying the show should come with Dramamine. You know, there's Sam, who's played sensitively by the actor Gilchrist, United States of Tara, who with his obsession with penguins and all the things in Antarctic, and his teenage homies, his sister Casey, the actress is Bridget Lundy Payne, is both irrelevant and extremely protective when it comes to her brother. His sister doesn't let anyone beat him up, Sam explained in the first episode, except herself. The most bewildered aspect of the show is probably Sam's mom, Elisa, who's played by Jennifer Jason Leigh, whose storyline seems to belong to a totally different drama. Leigh is an immensely talented actress, but she seems totally miscast and underserved by the fact that Elisa is very thinly drawn. It doesn't emerge until more than halfway through the series that she has a job as a hairdresser. And perhaps this deliberate to emphasize how often caregivers end up primarily defined by that role. But it doesn't explain a baffling plot line that threads through all the 8 episodes and feels even better suited at times for a kitchen sink tragedy than a whimsical Bert Ernest show that Atypical strives to be. Sam's best friend, a dweeby foulmouth, right out of Jude Apatow's comedy, and Sam's therapist, Julia, who's played by Amy Orchida, starts the show as the audience surrogate for him to talk directly to, but around the 7th episode, weirdly becomes the character. So this is interesting, this program. Kind of see where this is going to go. You know, I think they're pretty much done with the series, and it's available on Netflix. So definitely check it out. Doesn't necessarily paint the perfect picture of what we'd like to see as an autism parent myself. As we know, we talk a lot about this. But Atypical wants people to be, you know, more sensitive to what people like Sam go through on a daily basis. And in that sense, I think it truly succeeds. The actor Gilchrist, who isn't on the spectrum, is persuasive and thoughtful enough to avoid making Sam feel very stereotypical and even more you know, predictable in certain moments. And the show has some very funny lines. Doug visiting a fancy prep school marvels how cashews are a rich man's nut, but it's hard not to long for treatment of autism that is well-rounded and gusty as ABC Speechless, whose creator Scott Silvery based it on his own experience with his brother's disability and has spoken about the difficulty in finding the line between comedy and accuracy. So Atypical's first season proves how to be entertaining and groundbreaking is really tough to balance to strike this program. So, like I said, it's a good program, definitely, but it does lack in certain areas. I definitely recommend anybody to check it out. I think it's a great show. There's a lot of new shows coming to the networks very shortly. To show about talents and gifts of people with autism, as well as there's a lot of savants. You know, we always talk about this on the program where, you know, we basically struggle because we have a lot of, you know, children that are more severe on the spectrum. You know, and we feel that sometimes TV portrayals of autism still falls a little bit short at times. You know, we're seeing the higher functioning of autism, which definitely is part of the spectrum. But however, it makes for more interesting TV, I think, you know, when they put a comedy spin on it. So when you look at it from that standpoint, you know, it's kind of, a lot of critics are very critical of these. You know, you look at, there is another show we were talking about coming on to ABC, called The Good Doctor. It's centered around a surgical resident named Sean Murphy who has autism, but he has savant. He's a savant syndrome. And he's highly skilled at medicine, but he truly struggles with social skills. So we'll see where that show is going to take us. But, you know, the character is pretty good. But, you know, still... Because not all people with autism are savants. And we always go back to this, but the portrayal of Dustin Hoffman in the movie Rain Man just takes on a totally different message of what autism kind of really is and what it looks like for many of us in the community. So I struggle with that a bit. Definitely will watch the program. I'll enjoy it for sure. However, it's not necessarily showing my life and my struggles with autism as many of us do. So that's my only issue with some of the things we see on TV in these days. Lots of stuff going on. There is actually a new study I want to just briefly touch upon. Thought it was interesting. Being myself, having pretty poor vision, I happened to come across this article that was in the European Journal of Neuroscience that talks about the rear of the cerebellum, which controls the development of human movement, social skills, and emotional development. They say that there's plasticity of the sciatic of the rapid eye movement within subgroups of people with the disorder on the autism spectrum. They say rapid eye movements, also known as saccadi, maybe the key. Dr. Edward G. Freeman, who's a PhD, and John J. Fox, also a PhD, who's doing this research, is showing that eye movements, typically quick, precise, and accurate in health, occurs when we shift our gaze between objects and are important in interacting with the world. And sometimes, though, in people with autism, the movements can be over or undershot the intended target locations, and that's the researchers discovered in the study. Dr. Fox is a director at the University of Rochester Medical Center in Del Monte Neuroscience Institute, and Dr. Freeman is an associate professor in the Medical Center Departments of Neurosciences. And they're saying that their finding in the subgroups of children with autism disorder raises the possibility that the saccadi adaptation measures may have utility as an early detection that the researchers are saying. in the regard that the fact that very recent work has shown that the adaptation can be very successful, measured in children as young as 10 to 41 months of age, is the most encouraging development indeed, added the researchers who track the eye movement of people with autism. And we know that autism can affect the children's ability to socialize and to communicate. The sooner a diagnosis is always made, the sooner the treatment or behavioral training can begin. And the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention estimate that 1 in 68 or 1.5% of children were identified with autism based on tracking in 11 communities across the United States back in 2012. The study says that more research is needed, of course, but the results are very promising, according to Dr. Steele, who's an OD chairman of OEA and Children's Vision Community, who lectures extensively on autism and eye movements. Dr. Steele is a professor of pediatric optometry at the Southern College of Optometry in Memphis, Tennessee. The study results are very important because symptoms from autism can vary greatly and hard to detect in children, but they often experience difficulty interacting socially and communicating verbally and nonverbally. This is the increasing body research showing links between vision and autism spectrum disorder. So there could be a role in optometry that can help possibly detect autism earlier, because of visual factors maybe not viewed as a single cause, and they've actually find it. It's within identified subgroup factors that can be assessed by the eye doctor. And optometrists doing the things they do every day can actually play a very early role in identification leading to early intervention. So I just thought that was pretty interesting, pretty cool stuff. You know, always like to hear what kind of the new studies are out there, what's available, and what's going on in the community. Lots of stuff going on, of course, always. But I want to get back to this. We have a great program that we want to talk a little bit about, Giving Hope Martial Arts Program. I want to thank Master Dave Fritz, who runs this program beautifully. We've had some tremendous success with it. One of our students, Alex, is just doing absolutely phenomenal. It's an adaptive martial arts program that's developed to teach and motivate students with special needs. The innovative program incorporates fitness and wellness into the fundamentals. The Giving Hope Spectrum Martial Arts Program combines martial arts instructor with therapist in every class. Their goals are to increase the student's awareness, self-esteem, confidence, and these characteristics are achieved through fun, exercise, which are essential to the program. And there's further benefits are including improved attention, much greater social skills, self-control, as well as increased levels of confidence, discipline, and coordination. Each individual is evaluated to provide an appropriate class preparation, placement, and advancement. Each trail is done with a behavioral therapist, and also a parent and the or guardian must also be present as well. We encourage that to be a part of the process. So it's very cool stuff. Like I said, Iron Temple's doing a tremendous job. You know, they've been a great partner to us in Autism Radio and almost going on our second year of running this program. Pretty amazing stuff. Just really happy Master Dave Fritz took this program on and the group of volunteers who come out every week. You know, but the program, you know, is free for the families and for the children. Autism Radio, we raise the funds to, obviously, we have to keep the school open, so there is some expenses, so we are paying for this, so we want to be sure that we get some donations and there's support in the community. So come check us out on Friday nights. Pop in at 1 Camry Drive out in Hampton, New Jersey, in Sussex County. The program is running very, very strong. Like I said, we're heading into our second year already. It's a great program, guys, so definitely want to come check it out. Good stuff. Very, very excited. So definitely come out and support our program. And be sure to donate today at autismradio.org. Also, don't want to forget, guys, big news coming up. Obviously, one of our premier programs for the year, our largest fundraiser, I should say. Very, very important that we get you guys out there to come and help us. Tickets are on sale, so please get your tickets today. Also, it's not too late to donate. If you're looking to donate either a prize or a donation to be a sponsor, we still have a couple availabilities open. So if you have a business, a $500 donation will get you a nice sponsorship, a quick ad here on the radio, commercial, and as well as you know, in our pamphlet and also advertise on our banner at the event, which is our big photo op. We're expecting close to 400 people at this event. It's going to be at La Neves at 276 Belmont Avenue in Haledon, New Jersey. Zip is 07508. This is our third annual casino night. Tickets are $85 per person. It includes $100 in casino chips. Also includes a cocktail hour, full buffet, open bar, casino money, and silent auction. Lots of prizes and a DJ. So if you want to get a group of 10 together, you can reserve a table for your group or your family. There, we still have some tables available, but don't wait because our tables will sell out. And then we'll just end up with you know, pairs of tickets for seating. It's first come, first serve. But if you want to get a table, you can reserve one for 10 people. So definitely want to get your tickets. You can go to autismradio.org. Tickets are only for sale online. So you got to go to autismradio.org, click on buy tickets today. Our site is Eventbrite, which you'll buy your tickets today. And it's from 6 to 11 on Saturday, September the 23rd at La Nieves and 276 Belmont Avenue in Haledon, New Jersey. So definitely get your tickets today. Check it out. Go to our site, buy some tickets, and come out for a great event and support the cause that helps so many families across New Jersey and around the country as well, to keep our mission alive. We need your help because, you know, we also have many other things too. If you go to our website, you can also donate your time because, as you know, a better world starts with a choice. If you donate your time, you can really improve the lives of individuals and their families that are struggling with the autism spectrum disorder. We have lots of services, our therapeutic horseback riding. We've really done some great jobs over the years, some great programs. Our Swim for Hope program, which is coordinated with our Special Olympics as well. We have Team Hope that competes, but our biggest program is our Learn to Swim. I think we have about 40-some-odd kids in that program, and the rest are on Team Hope that swim in Special Olympics. We want to thank always our Passaic County freeholders for getting us the pool at Passaic County Tech, which is a huge, huge success to the program, of course, so we can never underestimate that, to be able to have a pool at our availability on every Saturday throughout the whole year. Also, don't forget our iPads for Autism program, as we're donating iPads to schools across New Jersey, and our partnership with Rock Out Loud, which is one of our music therapy programs. It's just about having fun. ABA certified paraprofessional and multi-instrument musician Sean Yoakum runs this beautiful program, and we're looking to bring it out to Sussex County as well as Morris County as well. Right now it's in a few different spots. You can check it out. We have one great program in Wayne, New Jersey at the Wayne Town Center in Wayne. So definitely check it out. Go to our website, go to Rock Out Loud as well. Check it out. They do a great job. It's a lot of fun the kids have every week. So, you know, we had a lot going on. So hopefully you guys support us on September the 23rd. It's right around the corner. Just want to thank all our sponsors, of course, North Jersey Federal Credit Union, M&T Bank, of course, Turner Construction, and so many other you know, sponsors that have come through over the years, you know, TSIB, Park Lake School, Tofine Bakery, Wheel Grace Corporation is always such a big sponsor. Of course, MetLife and many other are our sponsors as well, who really do a great job. Of course, US Wire and Cable, Flexon, also big sponsor, as well as Great Clips, and BCB, Fairfield Community Bank. So we've had some great sponsors. We really appreciate what they do for us. We do have some sponsorships still available. Table sponsor is a $500 donation. It'll get you in the program. It'll get you an ad on the radio show. And it'll get your sign, an 8.5 by 11 logo on the table, and a third page ad to the event book for $500 donation. We have a bronze sponsor for $1,000. The company will be featured on the website for 3 months and a third page ad in the event book. And sponsorships include two tickets to the event, which is $150 value, and you get a $900 value for donating $1,000. Silver sponsorship, $2,500. The company will be featured on the website for 6 months. It's a half-page ad, an event book. And sponsorship includes four tickets to the event, which includes $150 per person in chips, and it's a $1,950 value. And our gold sponsorship is $5,000. The company will be featured on the website for one full year, full-page ad in the event book, and the sponsorship also includes six tickets, as well as $150 in chips per person as well. And you can get additional tickets also at a discount. And our platinum sponsorship, of course, we have two platinums this year. The company will be featured on the Autism Radio's website for 1 year, a full-page ad in the event book. And sponsorship also includes a table for eight, which includes $150 per person in chips. And additional tickets also can be, bought as well. So we have a lot of opportunity for you, for your families, and to just come out and have a great time. So we want to thank all our listeners, as always, for their continued support here on the program at autismradio.org and our program here, Hope Saves the Day. I wish everyone a great week, and remember, until next time, everybody, Hope Saves the Day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Stay, let this song be my voice. And remember, hope. safe step there.